Welcome to the Slappy Boys Podcast.
Man just claps his hands. Man tells me before I press record, I got the intro. It's been a minute. Fuck.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute since we've done a podcast. It's been a couple months.
Well, Jesus. Since I've done one.
Shit, even since I've done one. I know, oh, I did a couple solo ones. Those are trash. Don't listen to those episodes. They're boring. They're just me talking.
Well, I mean, that's what a podcast is.
Just listening to one person talk on a podcast.
Yeah, that is kind of boring. Just listening, like, to one person. Unless it's actually really interesting. But
yeah, you're right. But me? But nah, that ain't it, Chief.
That ain't it, Chief.
All right. We're here. We're queer. No, we're not. But we're here.
Chilling.
Down at college and stuff. Because we're struggling college students. Send us money on Anchor. But,
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. I mean, I gotta do it to him. But we're here to start off the podcast by saying, yo, hey, cringy crinny, you a bitch.
I agree.
Cringy crinny, we're calling you out live on the Slappy Boys Podcast. We saw your video, bro. You ain't slick. Calling us out on your fucking Doki Doki Let's Play. You ain't slick. That's why we got more subs than you, bro.
Damn. You gonna call out Crinny like that?
I have to do it to him.
Yeah, I know. He said you wouldn't.
He said I wouldn't. He told me in the Discord DMs that I wouldn't do it. He blocked me on Discord, too.
Oh, yeah, he blocked me on Discord, too.
I think he blocked everybody.
Yeah.
He blocked all our friends.
Oh, well.
Yeah, shit happens.
So he's a bitch.
Yeah, bro. Fuck you, Crinny. Respond to this. I dare you.
Yeah. We're just down here. College.
College life.
I've been chilling here. Aaron's here for tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm leaving.
And then he goes home.
Then I'll go home, and I gotta go back to community college.
Yeah, and then he goes to community college. And then hopefully next year.
And then go to work. Yeah, next year.
You'll be here.
Next year I'll be here and we'll be doing more. Oh, shit. We even forgot to mention.
What?
This is the first podcast where we're in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually we do it over Discord. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be doing it in the same room. It's pretty lit. It's pretty lit.
It's a lot more collaborative.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the update. We're just struggling college students.
The podcast is back.
The podcast is back, and it's going to be back regularly? I don't know, Chief.
Well, what, Thursdays was it?
Yeah, we used to do it every Thursday.
Thursday night.
Thursday nights, podcast used to come out.
Yeah, no, we could do that again.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, unless you're working. Well, yeah, that's right.
I work days.
Aaron got a job.
I have a job. Don't come looking for me. You ain't gonna find me.
Yeah. He's in the most least suspected place.
You will never find out where I work unless you know me personally and you listen to this podcast and you know where I work. But yeah. Other than that, yeah.
All right.
That's life.
Let's get right into this thing.
Yeah, let's get right into the podcast. Yo, shout out to Baker Mayfield, straight up. That's all I gotta say. The end.
Why?
Thursday night, the Cleveland Browns won their first football game since December of 2016.
It's such a long time.
It's almost a year.
Yeah.
That's like what? 8-9 months? Oh, wait, no. No. A year and like 9 months.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's more than a year.
Yeah, it's about a year and 9 months, almost 2 years. Jesus. My math is off, Chief. That's why I failed that test today.
You didn't fail it.
Yeah, you're right.
Just got a low score.
Yeah, you know how it be. Yeah,
it's all right, man.
Baker Mayfield came in, number one overall pick, rookie. Came in the second quarter because Tyrod Taylor was playing like trash. And he led them boys to a win. Shout out to Baker. He's basically already the greatest of all time. He's the greatest Cleveland quarterback of all time.
You're already one of the greatest bass players of all time.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson's got those stumps.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thursday night, final score. What the fuck? Bleacher Report's
tripping.
Was it
tripping. Like 15, 14?
No, it was... Fuck. Why is my shit tweaking? 21-17. The Browns beat the Jets.
Oh, that's right.
What are the Colts doing? Colts are 1-1 playing Philly this week.
I'm 1-1 on fantasy.
Oh, shit. Fantasy football.
Yeah.
That's a thing, Chief.
Yeah, I'm 1-1 on fantasy.
Oh,
right
shit.
Now.
So the team's doing good?
Well, I'm in fourth place as of now.
My team is, I'm 2-0. Let's see. Am I on top of the standings? Damn, I'm the one of two people that's still undefeated.
Yeah, fucking that's like how it is on mine, too.
Ross over here. Playing against Ross from Friends.
He's pivoting.
Pivot! Yeah, bro, he's pivoting all over my fucking squad.
So, what else is new?
You know how it be, you know how I do fantasy football. Out here winning games. You don't want to check me on fantasy football, bro. I'm a 4-time champion.
You're playing against people that don't know what they're
four
doing?
4 times.
Well, other than your dad that one time. Actually, did you win that one?
I don't know.
I don't remember how that one went.
Wait, our league that we had with Brandon?
No, the one that you had with your dad.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
No.
Well, that was like last year, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't even do that.
Oh, I thought you did.
Nah, we didn't even start that.
Oh.
I remember now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't even think I counted the league with Brandon and all that. And
was,
just us
yeah,
four.
He never did anything. I'm pretty sure his was auto-picked, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, wait, no, it wasn't, because we were all there for the draft.
Were we?
Or maybe it was just... No, it was all of us.
Yeah,
all
no,
four
we were
of us
all there.
Were, but it was just four people in the league.
Yeah.
And I didn't...
That's a bullshit
two
league.
Of them were inactive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that doesn't really count.
I mean, I was pretty active on it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I always checked it. I just never watched the game.
Yeah, I didn't see you, like, add in players. Like, there were so many good free agents because there were only four people.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. So, yeah, shout out to the Cleveland Browns. Shout out to NFL.com Fantasy Football. Yo, next season, Slappy Boys Fantasy Football League is coming. It's coming.
Jump in on that one.
Fantasy basketball for this NBA season.
I don't think I've ever done fantasy basketball.
I did it once, and I think I almost won the championship.
I don't know how I'd do on that one. I feel like I would actually do pretty okay, because I know a lot more about basketball than I do football.
You know the players.
Yeah, because you always talk about them.
Yeah, bro.
That's kind of how I kind of rolled with it on
gotta
football.
Gotta do it to them.
I wonder, is there fantasy hockey?
I don't know. I think so.
I've never done it. I should do it.
Yeah. I think there is. Oh my god. what is this man doing over here?
But yeah, so fantasy.
Speaking of basketball, how about LeBron James? How about that guy? He's pretty good at basketball.
Is he doing all right right now?
Yeah, he's on the Lakers.
Yeah, he's on the Lakers.
Trying to be Kobe. Stop trying to be Kobe, bro. You ain't Kobe. You ain't even better than Kobe. You Bron sexuals, don't come at me, bro. Kobe's better than Bron. Yeah, LeBron's a Laker. Don't at me. Go ahead and at me. Slappy Boys ENT on Twitter.
All right, well, you heard it, boys. He's asking for it.
I want the smoke. LeBron went to the Lakers. Oh my god, Tim, what are you doing over here?
Just peeping it out.
This man is taking apart his shoes live on the podcast.
I mean, they're coming apart.
What's he doing?
I need new shoes. Put that on the pay for these.
Yeah, bro.
So help a brother out.
What is that?
New shoes. What? Oh, that's my fridge.
Damn, that fridge is making noise.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Oh, well. Yeah, LeBron's a Laker. He out here with LeVar, Lonzo, and all them boys. But it doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter, Tim?
Why doesn't it matter?
Because the Golden State Warriors got fucking DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, fucking no.
Steph.
I'm done with him.
Steph. You still my boy.
But DeMarcus.
But this ain't it. Chief.
This just ain't it, Chief.
It ain't it. We'll get into more into things being it later in the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Jimmy Butler. This man, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler versus the Timberwolves.
Yeah, how's that?
Jimmy Butler, star guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He wants out. He's had enough. He's still playing with the shoe.
Find so many things wrong with it.
He's turned his shoe into a puppet. My God.
Dude, these things are screwed, man. Hey, man. I've made them last.
How long have you had those?
Since the beginning of high school.
My God, that was a long time.
I'm a 21-year-old man who's still wearing shoes from freshman year of high school.
I'm a 20-year-old man wearing shoes from my junior year of high school, which was like 3 years ago. But yeah, Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. He's mad at Karl Anthony Towns because he plays too much PUBG.
You have plenty of time.
That's. Oh man.
You got
plenty of time. Man, shout out to Ben Simmons for that one, bro. That shit. Was...
Ben Simmons is hilarious. Yeah.
You got plenty of time. Who you play tomorrow? Hawks.
You got plenty of time.
And then he had plenty of time. He dropped almost 60 points that game.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he's mad at Towns for playing too much PUBG. He's mad that Tom Thibodeau sucks as a general manager and a coach. And he just wants out.
I mean, I'd want out too.
But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there, Chief.
Where's the stop? Where's the next bus stop?
The next bus stop is earlier tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves gave Karl Anthony Towns a 5-year max extension to his contract. Basically confirming that Jimmy is going to the Knicks. Jimmy and Kyrie are going to the Knicks. It's not going to happen. It's actually not going to happen. Who knows where Jimmy Butler is going to go?
No one ever knows.
At this point, with my experiences with Jimmy Butler, I don't care. Jimmy Butler is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
I've seen things like people like tweeting about how Jimmy Butler is kind of an asshole.
I see people on the playground always telling me, Jimmy Butler ain't this. Jimmy Butler ain't that.
Shut the fuck up! That's a classic video.
I was in the barbershop.
Always in the barbershop. Chief Keef ain't this. Chief Keef ain't that. Shut the fuck up! Tim, what's your favorite Chief Keef project?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't have one.
Because they're all that great?
Sure.
Yo, shout out to Sosa, bro. Sosa's the GOAT. He's better than M.
You know my experience with rap is very small.
Never forget that time at the Xbox party when Tim said 21 was better than Kendrick.
Did I say that?
It was a joke.
I don't remember
this. I put it on Twitter. 21 better than Kendrick. Don't at me. That's a direct quote. But it's
I remember. I did say that.
Man saying 21 Savage better than Kendrick. I mean. I ain't gonna say it. We gotta save it for later. This is not it. Put the damn shoes down. I'm clueless.
Oh my god.
What are you doing? Chief.
Dear god.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, so in conclusion, with the NFL and the NBA, teams played sports. The end. We're going to move on to entertainment. Tim, what you been bumping?
I've just been listening to, it's quite the mix lately.
Quite the mix. Alright, give me something. Give me something juicy.
Got some Queen in here. Got some Jimmy.
I enjoy Queen.
Got some Jimi Hendrix. We got the Rolling Stones.
I do enjoy the Stones.
You know, every now and then bump the Pantera.
Rest in peace, Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah. Gotta listen to Country Roads. You know how it is.
Gotta do it to him, man. Country Roads, that's the move. That is it, Chief. That's it.
Can't be sleeping on Highly Suspect. It's actually pretty good.
I think I'm sleeping on him.
Yeah, you need to listen to him, man. Not bad.
Yo, Tim, you bumping that Greta Van Fleet?
I actually skip over it a lot.
Ooh, skipping over Greta Van Fleet. What are you doing, Tim?
It's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm still listening to the Panic though.
You gotta listen to Panic at the Disco. They've been around for what, 15 years?
A long time.
13 years, 15 years, something like that.
Occasionally, I listen to the Led Zeppelin.
Man, don't you mean Greta Van Fleet?
You got some Dire Straits, because of course you gotta listen to Sultans of Swing.
That guitar work.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I feel you on that, bro. I feel you on that.
I know, it's pretty mixed.
I feel you. Yo, if you ain't heard it, it just came out today. But y'all gotta listen to that new Brockhampton, bro.
I haven't heard it.
That new Brockhampton.
Yeah, but if you listen to that John new French Montana.
There actually is new French Montana.
Oh, is there?
There's new French Montana and Drake out. French Montana featuring Drake. I haven't listened to it because
I don't think I'm going to listen to it.
I ain't going to listen to French Montana. You fucking kidding me? You kidding me, bro?
French... Don't stop.
No. I'm stopping the song, bro. I'm stopping the song. I don't care how much Drake is in there. I'm not listening to French Montana.
I wonder if that was what he meant. Don't stop the song.
Yeah, don't stop it. Even though I'm trash, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't hit that stop button. I'd like to give a special shout out to Kanye West and Kid Cudi for dropping Kid See Ghosts and making Ghost Town Part 2.
Oh, yeah. Gotta drop Tony Part 3.
Oh, shit. Tim, are you confirming? Can you give us a release date? Before we go on about Kanye and Kid Cudi,
a release date for Tony Part 3? Can you give us a release
date for Tony Part 3? We need it. The culture needs it.
I'm going to say possibly is an the estimated release date right now.
Estimated release date. This is juicy right here.
As of now, my estimated release date for Tony Part 3 is probably going to be September of 2019.
Whoa. We gotta wait another year, Chief.
Yeah, man. Another I gotta wait till I got time. Part 3. Any time.
He needs time to work on it.
Yeah, I've been putting it off for a few years. I haven't actually worked it off on it. For,
what, a year and a half, 2 years?
I don't remember how long it's been.
Tony
Where's
Part
the tweet?
3. I don't know.
Let me check for the tweet.
He's looking up the tweet right now. While he looks that up, y'all gotta listen to Kid See Ghost, bro. Free Ghost Town Part 2? That's probably the song of the year. Since Tim's not dropping Tony Part 3, we're giving Kid See Ghost the song of the year. That might change once I listen to Denzel Curry, but still. Kid See Ghost. Ghost Town Part 2. You gotta listen to it. Oh my god. We don't need this right now.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, since we're talking about Kanye... Let's talk about Travis Scott. Kanye protege, Travis Scott. He made it into his own man. Astro World. It's definitely better than his last album, but it's not as good as Rodeo. Sicko Mode featuring Drake, and Stop Trying to Be God featuring Kid Cudi, James Blake, and Stevie Wonder on the harmonica. Those gotta be some songs of the year. That gotta be in contention for song of the year. Tim, where's the tweet?
So I just found out that I did tweet about it.
You did tweet about
it. I did tweet about it, but I only tweeted about Tony Part 1.
Dude, where's Part 1?
I'm going to drop them all at the same time.
Part 1.
1, 2, and 3.
Yep,
and that was October of 2016. October 18th, 2016. It's almost the anniversary.
It's almost the anniversary of Tony Part 3.
Yeah.
Or Tony Part 1.
Tony Part 1, so it's almost been a year. Feels like it's been such a long time.
I know.
Feels like it's been like 4 years. But it's
yo,
still...
yo.
What?
Tony Part 3, the song is undefeated. Tony Part, according to @MollyWa_ on Twitter, Tony Part 3 is undefeated, even though it has not been dropped yet. Haven't even dropped it.
I haven't even made it yet.
That's the hype. That's the hype that Tony Part 3 is getting.
I haven't.
Dudes, we've never even heard of.
Never heard of them.
They know.
Never even made the song yet.
We have never talked about the song except for on Twitter. We haven't even talked about the song on the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's the first time.
Tony Part 3 is the new Astroworld. Tim, you need to drop that shit.
New Astroworld. Your juice world.
Get fucking
the shadows in my room, man.
I swear to God, Tim.
I'm just playing that song trash.
If Juice World is featured on Tony Part 3,
nah, I can't.
You're off the pod.
I'd add Juice World for like maybe like a good part.
Yeah.
And that's it. I ain't gonna give him no trash lyrics.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he sounds good. They sound good.
Yeah, Juice World, he's not good.
He sounds good, but. And he works on his presentation. All right, well, Aaron's leaving us.
I've had enough.
So it's just me and you podcast. It's new with you. How you doing today?
Tim, talk about
something. What have we been watching? Or are you still going on with the music that you've been listening to?
That's it, Chief. The plug fell out of the computer due to my extra ass.
So, what you been playing?
What have I been
watching? Yeah, what you been watching?
What have I been watching?
Yeah. Anything new?
I watched Avengers Infinity War. It took me 18 years to watch that movie.
It hasn't even been out for 18 years.
Dog, if you ain't seen it, go see it.
I haven't seen it.
That's all I'm going to say. If you ain't
seen
it.
Is it really made you that shook?
Bro, that shit. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to spoil it, even though it's been out for months.
Yeah. I'm surprised I actually don't really know anything other than the fact he snaps his fingers and everyone dies. That's all I know.
You just pretty much spoil the entire movie.
If you don't know that, I don't know where you've been. I don't know where you've been living under a rock.
I mean, that's all I really watched recently. I don't really watch movies or Netflix much anymore unless I just want to watch The Office.
You know, I'd actually hate to be someone who would know that. It's like, where have you been?
Where have you been,
Chief?
Did
you not use the internet at all? Did you not see these videos that people post?
You just live under a rock? Are you not feeling so good?
Man, now you spoiled that part.
Hey, bro, there ain't no context.
Yeah, I know.
There ain't no problem. Tim recently got Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
What have you been bumping on that shit, boy?
You know, I've been watching... I've only watched one thing on there, and I was watching The Ranch.
Ooh, The Ranch.
Ranch with Hyde from That 70s Show, and Ashton Kutcher, and I forgot the old guy's name. I don't remember his name.
Red?
No. Well, he is in it.
Does he talk about foots and asses?
He's got brain cancer.
Whoa. That's wild, bro.
Yeah, but nah, it's actually a really good show.
Has anyone else from That 70s Show been on it?
Kitty's on it.
Oh, shit.
She's the wife of someone
still
else.
Still no Foreman?
No Foreman.
Damn. No Foreman.
Donna's not there. Fez is in it.
Yo, Fez?
Then he got deported.
Man, I remember on That 70s Show when Fez was gonna get deported.
I actually just watched that one the other day.
He was gonna get deported and then he married Eric's sister.
Uh-huh.
And Red has a heart attack.
Yeah, I remember that. That's like all I've been watching. My TV's always on Comedy Central, so South Park's on all the time. I get to watch Scrubs at 7:30 in the morning.
That's that college life. You watch Scrubs at 7:30 in the morning.
Before you go to class.
And then you go to class.
Man, it gets you real hyped for the day when you see that one angry guy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name.
The doctor?
Yeah, that one. They're all doctors, but yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, though. The one that, like, hates JD.
Yeah. Talks so much trash.
Bro, JD is one of my favorite TV characters.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
I love that show. Fucking Turk.
Yo, Turk is the default Fortnite dance.
Yeah, he is.
That's funny. That's funny. I ain't even been playing Fortnite that
much. Yeah, I haven't either.
I've been too busy playing that Modern Warfare 2.
I haven't even really been playing Xbox.
I've been too busy on that Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2 came back.
It's back.
It's back.
Slappy Boys are back. Modern Warfare 2 is back. Fortnite ain't it.
It's not it anymore. No.
It's falling off a cliff.
Speaking of Fortnite, ain't it? Is it it, Chief?
New segment. Is this it, Chief? Alright.
Is it it, though? Is Fortnite it, Chief?
Fortnite is no longer it.
Alright.
Ever since Ninja got Ligma, Fortnite has not been it.
Didn't he come back, though?
I don't know. I don't know if he survived.
Well, apparently he died, but then he came back. Apparently Ligma, he kills you and then revives you.
It's just like Duos. Ninja was playing Duos with Ligma. He went down and then Ligma revived him.
Shit. That's deep.
Before we get into the actual... Before we move on with Is This It, Chief? Our new segment on the podcast. 2K19... It has it potential. Despite the fact that the game deleted my players. Deleted the name, my name... And my face. Yo, dead ass. Like, my point guard was on the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one on a team without a name on the back of the jersey. I don't know what happened. I made my name, my last name.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. But my team is it this year, bro. Get Ruby Klay Thompson. If you haven't heard... You heard here. If you don't know, now you know. Shout out to Biggie. Ruby Klay Thompson is the GOAT. And that's my piece on 2K19. Alright, now we're going to move on with Is This It, Chief?
Is This It, Chief?
Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly.
It's it.
They've been beefing. They've been beefing.
I like it.
I like it, too. Machine Gun Kelly dropped... Rap Devil dissing Eminem.
Showing the hustle.
You heard it? You heard Rap Devil?
I didn't listen to Rap Devil.
It's all right.
I saw a lot of shit about it.
Eminem drops Killshot in response. You heard Killshot.
Yeah, I heard that one.
That's it, Chief.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But after Killshot comes out,
yeah.
MGK is supposed to... He drops an EP.
Oh, yeah?
This is his opportunity to diss M back. He puts Rap Devil on the EP.
Ooh.
Is that it, Chief?
No, that ain't it, Chief. You can't do that.
Putting a diss record that's already been responded to and is better than your diss record. Is that it?
Nope. That ain't it, Chief.
I gotta agree. That is not it. What are you
that's
doing?
That's pretty whack.
What are you doing?
I don't know why you do that.
You're using a rap diss that's already kind of popular, but it's already been responded to and the response is better. And you're using it for streams to get money. Chief, that ain't it.
That's like That's like if Drake put his diss tracks on his albums.
Right, if Drake put his Pusha T diss track on Scorpion after Pusha T already dropped the story of Adidon.
He just didn't...
After Pusha T revealed Drake's son.
MGK's just stupid.
Do you think MGK's going to respond to Killshot after putting Rap Devil on his EP?
Nah, he buried himself.
I think it's over for MGK.
Yeah. I mean, his career's probably not over, but...
His career might be over.
I don't know.
Had to give him a career to destroy it.
Yeah.
Even though Machine Gun Kelly's kind of been in the underground for a lot of years, he has, like, one good song. It's that one with Wiz Khalifa.
I never listened to him. I never cared about MGK.
I never cared about Machine Gun Kelly either. Yeah. Since we talking about music and white rappers, rest in peace to Mac, bro.
Yeah.
Man, that shit hurt. That shit hurted. You know, Mac Miller kind of had...
He had some good songs.
A slow start to his career.
Yeah.
Kids, that mixtape Kids that came out in 2010, that shit's a classic.
Yeah.
But the follow-up to that, Blue Slide Park, you remember Blue Slide Park?
Yeah. I like Blue Slide Park.
Do you like Blue Slide Park?
I kinda, yeah.
Party on Fifth Ave?
Yeah, Party on Fifth Ave was a good one.
What was the other one?
They kinda blew it out a little bit, but...
What was the other one? Frick Park Market?
Yeah, Frick Park Market.
That one was kinda not it.
Yeah, I don't really care for that one.
I mean, Blue Slide Park was okay.
Blue Slide Park was alright. But Frick Park Market, nah.
What else did he do?
Yeah, a lot.
He had a lot of. He actually did have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I looked at it again recently, and I was like, "Damn, he actually had a lot."
He had Divine Feminine, that was a good album. Swimming that just came out this year. That was a good album. I listened to that.
It's gotta suck. You release an album, and then you die. It's like Bowie all over again.
Yeah, except for Mac was only fucking 26.
Yeah, I
man.
Know.
26.
It was a really unexpected one, but it's like that.
Let's look at some of Mac's albums. Dies. Blue Slide Park was okay. Macadelic, that's a great mixtape.
Macadelic was a good one, yeah.
Watching Movies with the Sound Off, it's a good album.
His mixtapes are just good.
Yeah, Good AM, Best Day Ever, that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Divine Feminine and Swimming, his last two albums, those are really good.
Yeah.
Listen to Divine Feminine. That's just fire. Rest in peace, Mac. Rest in peace, X. XXXTentacion.
Even though it's been a little while.
I mean, we haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
But,
Bro. Since we talking about resting in peace. Rest in peace, $5 footlong, bro.
Yep.
Subway killing the $5 footlong.
I mean, it's been dead for a while, but...
Is this it?
Nah, that ain't it.
It ain't it, Chief. It's just not. It's
I mean, but
not.
It's been going for a while. So it turned into $6 footlong.
Unbelievable. Subway. You need to work on your presentation game, dog.
Yeah, it ain't good. But we all know everyone's still gonna get it anyway.
Are they? Do people still go to Subway?
I mean, I like Subway. I like Subway too much to be like, it's too much. Subway's still good to me.
I don't remember the last time I went to Subway.
Was it when me and you went?
I think so. I don't think I've ever really been to Subway by myself.
I go to Subway a lot. Not anymore.
No, actually, at my old job, we used to go to Subway. And the guy I worked with would get something. And, I mean, I wouldn't get anything because I don't want fucking Subway. But
I like Subway. I like the smell. I wouldn't like to work there, but I like the smell.
Yo, that's actually some true shit. Subway does kind of smell good.
Subway's always smell. I hated that about Subway, though. It was like, when you walked in there, it's like, oh, that smells great. Like, I want it.
And then it's like, you go in there, and then the food's not it.
Yeah, the food's always good to me. I started putting mayo on
it. Subway's food.
I started putting
Is it
mayo
it?
On my sandwiches. Yeah. Get that light mayo.
Light mayo?
Yeah.
Alright.
Like,
Shit.
Ham, American cheese. I never understood whether American cheese is white.
Whoa.
What?
Is it?
Yeah, it's white.
Oh, fuck.
They don't have yellow cheese. Well, they might have yellow cheese, but if you get American cheese with them, it's white. I mean, I like it.
I just never understood
because I'm like, that's just something that's Swiss. But alright.
Whoa!
What?
We got some breaking news for all Panic at the Disco fans. Touring guitarist Kenny Harris will no longer be performing with us because of a personal matter.
Dang.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Hang on, podcast people. We're getting some dirt. Yo, fuck Kenny Harris, bro. Fucking pedophile. Unbelievable. Asking 16-year-olds for nudie pics.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This is not it, Chief. This is not it. Dog, nah. Nah.
That's crazy.
Damn, I used to like that guy, too.
I never really cared.
Yo. Ryan Ross about to come back. This is it, Chief. We're getting old. We're getting old Panic back.
Yeah, well, that'd be great, but probably not.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably just find somebody else.
Yo.
Or he'll take over with that.
Brendan Urie.
Play it.
Brendan Urie, if you're listening to the Slappy Boys podcast live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever podcasts are available, I know you're listening. DM me on Twitter. You know my Twitter. Hit me up, dog. Real shit. I need money. I want to play guitar for Panic at the Disco. You know how I do.
You don't want to play bass anymore?
They already have a bass player.
Yeah, I know.
After they fired Dallin, which that made me mad. I like Dallin.
Yeah.
That was it, Chief. But, you know, Panic at the Disco. Pray for the Wicked was borderline it, borderline not it. Is I.
Eh.
You know how it be. You know how it do.
How it be. Yeah.
Is that it, Chief?
I think.
Clocking in at 38 minutes. Is that it, Chief?
I mean.
Clocking in the podcast at 38 minutes. Is this it, Chief? You got anything more to say?
I feel like it ain't it, but.
You got anything more to say to the people?
We got something. So.
Nothing. We got nothing. I got nothing to say to the people.
All right.
This is just, you know, a comeback. This is the comeback podcast. It's been since what, May?
About
since we did a podcast. We're rusty. All right.
Leave us alone.
We're only doing a 40-minute podcast. Leave us alone. We just came back to get back in the game and to give a big fuck you to Cringy Crinny. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Fuck you, Crinny.
We'll come back next week, and we want smoke.